Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Nation, I am so excited to talk with you today for a lot of reasons. One, we had a huge turnout and response to our last video. And today we're going to go deeper, and I've got not only are we going to give you a ton of value on exactly how to not just survive, but thrive during crisis by building your systems in your cleaning company. Not only are we going to do that, but in addition, we're going to actually give you a way to help do it. So there's been a lot of me telling you exactly what to do, but no support and help. Today we're going to tell you what to do and give you the support and help to do it. So the problem, as I'm sure you know, unless you've been living under a rock, is the world, our world, and this is one of the few times in my 46 years on this planet, I can say the world, not just our country, right, is in chaos and in crisis. And that puts you and your business in risk of being in crisis and chaos. So we as owners need to know how to respond, what to do, how to, what actions we take. And we got to know that the actions we take are going to have massive impact on what happens. So the reality is, while a small number of owners are going to use this time as an opportunity to level up their systems, their businesses themselves, the vast majority are going to use it as an excuse to fail, right? Well, it's not my fault. It was a coronavirus. Therefore, I couldn't blah, 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 blah. If that's you, I have very little for you. However, if you are in the small number that says, holy crap, this is the opportunity of a lifetime. This is when I can finally get the systems and processes in place that I know I need. This is the time I can take advantage. People are really interested in what we do more so than ever. And I'm going to use this as an opportunity to become, to really serve my community, my family, my people at a higher level than ever, then you are in the right spot. So again, the world's in chaos, the world's in crisis. That absolutely puts you at risk to be in crisis and chaos. And a large majority of owners are going to take this as an excuse to fold up emotionally, mentally, and sometimes physically their business, whereas a very small number are going to say, this is when I can put together the systems, the processes, everything I need to level up my business and myself. So let's dive into exactly how to do that. First of all, we've got to go through this belief that is going to eat your lunch, which is the systems that were barely working before will be just fine during this crazy time, right? Before, I was either shrinking or barely keeping kind of afloat, or maybe growing at a modest pace. And those systems were barely kind of getting me where they weren't getting me where I wanted. They were barely keeping my business going. Somehow, they're going to serve me and my business, and my community now, and they'll be just fine. The reality is, they will kill you, right? That's just, they're going to put you out of business right now. Again, if they were just barely good enough to keep you afloat before, they're going to be just right to put you out of business right now. All right. That said, if you were growing before, right, you were kicking butt and taking names, and this has just been a huge interruption, the reality is you still are going to need to adapt your systems to this new economy. Now, that doesn't mean throw everything out, because the good foundational principles that were working before are going to work now. The way that you execute them is going to look very, very different. And the timing, it becomes really important, right? Before, if you were kicking butt and taking names and you had systems and process to attract customers, to attract employees, to be able to work on your business as opposed to in it, that's great. You could kind of pick up things and set them down as you saw fit. Right now, there is no setting down. If we are going to take advantage and serve at a whole different level of this opportunity, and when I say opportunity, by the way, I mean opportunity to serve. We're certainly not trying to take advantage of other people suffering or anything bad, but we are going to be first responders and respond in such a way that we serve at a higher level. And that is what ultimately grows our business in crisis or out of crisis, is serving at a much, much bigger level. By the way, I just had the chat on. Hey, Ken, John, Cecilia, Brenda, Ashley, Jason Johnson, Justin Billingley, Jared is on the house in the house, our Facebook guy. Everybody's there. Good to see you guys. Sorry, I didn't have my chat on, so I just wanted to say hey. So the reality is, if your systems before are barely getting you done, they'll put you out of business now. If they were kicking butt and taking names, that's fantastic. You don't have to throw the baby out with the bathwater, but there is going to be some pivoting and adapting that's going to need to happen in this new economy. And the timing is now. This is not something we can wait 2 or 3 weeks, we will be buried and drowned by then. Next, this one is my least favorite. So if I get preachy and crabby, Justin Billingsley says his first live. Well, good to have you. Carmen's here. Muhammad's here. Good to see you guys, gals. All right. So this one makes me crazy. I don't have time to put the systems to work right now. Okay, here's some real talk. This is where all half of you will leave and go, I used to like Mike. I don't like him so much. The reality is real success is work. This is the time that successful people are going to take advantage of their competition, believing that because they don't have childcare, because their work schedule looks different, because whatever fill in the blank excuse, they can't learn, they can't grow, right? I have to shrivel up and die, as opposed to take this time to expand. The reality is, if you are committed right now, this is the best time in history to really actually systematize your business, right? We just had our website get upgraded. It's now fantastic, growmycleancompany.com. And the reality is, to get it upgraded, to get the old website up, we had to take down the new website, right? Am I going to do, or the old website, to put up the new one? It was down. And we did it like Sunday at midnight or something, right? We wanted to do it when we weren't running a bunch through it. So if we are slow or have the opportunity to kind of take a beat, now is the time to do systems. If we're working from home, we have time. Now is the time to do the systems. Hey, Aaron, thank you, Tracy, for the kind words. Aaron, grateful for you. Glad that you were here. Mark White on the home from St. Louis. And then Darlene, good to see you, sister. All right. So this is the best time to systematize your business ever, in that there's more opportunity. Most of us have more time. We're working from home. We don't have the lack of clarity from the business. So again, if we want to use it as an excuse, one excuse is as good as another. So if we are committed, we will understand this is the best time in history to really systematize your business. If you're not committed, use that excuse, or use another excuse, or use any excuse you like. It doesn't matter. They're all the same. So that kind of has a corollary of this belief that my business success is dependent on what's happening in the world, right? If the economy is good, then I can be successful. If COVID shuts us all down, I can be unsuccessful. If the governor of my state says that I'm a non-essential business, I'm going to have to be unsuccessful. The reality is, your success is always dependent on you. Period. End of sentence. That's just that. Some business climates will make it easier to grow and thrive than others. That's true. But there's a backside to that we don't want to look at, that is actually pretty encouraging if we're willing to put in the work. Capitalism is built to kind of promote those that are going to take responsibility and do their own thing and punish those who aren't. So here's the deal. When it's easy and the economy's quote unquote good and everything's moving along great, there's a ton of competition. There's a ton of what's it cost? I've got to get 6 bids. I don't know. There's 1,000 things, and the opportunity gets smaller. When it's hard, and guys, gals, please don't hear me saying right now is the time to jump into the cleaning business, do no work, and have things magically happen. Couldn't be further from the truth. That said, right now is the time to jump into the business, work, really serve at a higher level, and you can get 2, 3, 4 times the results that you've gotten any other time in history. So you still have to do the work. You might even have to do more work than you've done before. You probably will have to do more work than you've done before, but the results are going to be a lot bigger. So the good news is, when it's hard, everybody leaves, right? Everyone sits at home and uses that as an excuse. If you say, I'm going to use this as an excuse to serve and to grow and to expand and have the dream life I've wanted forever by mentally and emotionally getting bigger and stronger at this time, as opposed to curling up and freaking out and dying, this is a once in a lifetime opportunity to serve at the next level. It's just hard. So if you're looking for the easy button, I have nothing for you. I am so sorry. I thought you were into said hi from Portland. I thought she said Poland. I was getting really excited because I don't remember having a Polish client yet, but we're still glad to have you from Poland, Yurita. All right. So the good news is, winners are going to win in this economy. There's just going to be a lot fewer of them because you have to work harder. The other good news is, lots of your competition is going to curl up and die and give up, and there's going to be plenty of opportunity. You just have to go out and get it. This new world economy is going to let the people with the right systems, with the right processes, the right mindset, take over the world, effectively, at least the cleaning world. So this belief of there's no opportunity right now, there is no opportunity for people looking to make excuses. And that's true before the COVID. It's true right now during this whole Corona thing, and it will be true until the end of time. This is a once in a generation opportunity for those willing to do the work on themselves. And again, it's scary. Everyone wants to grow when it's easy, right? It's easy to go to the gym. It's hard to lift the heavy weights or run on a treadmill for 2 hours. That's the hard part. Everyone likes going to the gym. That's not what gets you the results. Working on yourself and doing the hard work and working on your business and putting the systems and processes in place, right? So going to the gym does you no good. Going to the gym and lifting weights or doing workouts in the wrong way with the wrong systems and processes will get you hurt. The only way that it does it is when you go in there and you stretch yourself, you stretch your body to its limits, and you have coaches and systems and processes to make sure that you do it in a way that works. Tracy says, we can't shrink right now. Couldn't be more correct. Brian says, hello from Holloway Building Services. Good to have you here, Brian. All right. So we know that when it's easy, there's lots of competition and the opportunity looks different, sometimes harder. When it's hard, the competition goes away. You still have to work for success, but holy crap, is there more opportunity available? All right. The next thing is, this is what people is just breaking my heart to hear, guys and gals out there in Clean Nation saying, I have to contract right now. I can't expand. It's impossible, right? Just makes me sick. The reality is, now is the best time in history to work on client and employee attraction systems ever. Let me just give you a couple reasons right off the bat. One, paid traffic is cheaper than ever, right? So the clicks, you had it when paid traffic is expensive and there's no eyeballs and you have to pay more for it. You have to be really, really good at marketing to do it. Now, when there's more eyeballs than ever, it's cheaper than ever. You don't have to be quite as good. You still need systems and processes and the right account and the right client attraction systems are going to make it work, but you can be, it's just easier, right? You can make more mistakes. Again, more eyeballs are looking for solutions than ever. There's so many people sitting home looking for solutions to their problems, and you can be that. They're looking for certainty and clarity, and you have to have certainty and clarity in your systems and processes before you can give that to somebody else. People understand the value that we are going to bring them more than ever before, right? The big thing in the cleaning industry is it's easy for people to say things like, I don't know, give me a bit, you know, kind of treat us like a commodity, right? Like, I don't really, there's not a lot of, and that's not the truth. I don't believe that, but that is oftentimes a belief that we have to overcome. In this day and age, in this particular moment in time, and this is why we've got to go right now. Hopefully this doesn't last long, but we want to make sure and pivot so when the avalanche comes, we're going to talk about that later, we're ready to go. So right now, we don't have to overcome the huge obstacle we typically have to overcome, which is people don't understand the value that we bring. People are clearer than ever on the absolute value we bring of literally being frontline responders, saving lives by sanitizing, disinfecting, and killing the spread of this disease. Price, right? If I'd have told you guys 3 months ago, hey guys, gals, you can get the systems and processes you need. You'll be home. You'll have all the time you need to implement them. Customers won't be worried about price. They'll be dying for your service. You would have been like, no way. And yet here we are. Those are all exactly true. Oh, and you think, well, I mean, gosh, advertising would be super expensive at that point, right? No, it's actually going to be cheaper and more people are going to be interested. It is, there's a confluence of just insane things that are happening that makes the opportunity huge. Moreover, good talent is out of a job right now, right? As you guys get larger, Clean Nation, some of my bigger companies understand, as we grow, we're competing for talent far more than we're competing for employees. And it's always tough for top-level talent. Right now, there's more talent available than ever before. And it's not people that bad people that got laid off because they did a bad job. Those people are always available. This is people that are great people that they just were under a bad leader, right? And they're just looking for a leader. Marcia says, hello from Louisiana. Marvelous Marcia's Professional Cleaning Service. Good to have you. Brian, good to have you. Just scheduled a call with us. That is fantastic. Marcia says, if you want to grow, you have to give your all. Couldn't agree more. All right. So the last thing that we've got to kill to make sure that we're prepping you guys from growth is I can't and I shouldn't spend any money right now. That is a lie from the pit of hell. And here's the trick. It's got a partial truth to it. So that those are the worst. When they have the partial truths, they can sound like the truth. The truth is we absolutely have to protect our cash flow and make sure that every dollar we spend right now has a positive ROI. We have to, before we might've been able to be sloppy with money. Now we can't. And the problem is you can die two ways by that, right? You can waste your money on stupid stuff that's not going to bring you a return on your investment. I don't think many people are doing that right now. You can do even worse. You can curl up and hold it and go, I'm not going to do anything. And then basically you're eating your seeds, right? Like I've only got a little money. I've only got a little bit of food. I'm going to eat these seeds, which will make me feel full today, but I'll starve tomorrow, right? We need to make sure that we're planting our time and our money and all of our resources, right, into things that are going to bring us back more money. So whether it's advertising, whether it's hiring, whether it's training and systemization, you've got to decide if you're committed to your business. And if you're not, then don't spend on anything. Go out of business, go wait for a job or figure out a job situation. But if you're going to own this thing, you need to lead, and we need to take all of our resources, time and money. And again, I said it before, I say it now, money is far more important than time. I'm sorry, time is way more important than money. Don't quote me on the wrong one. Not that money's not important, but time is way more important. Those are the resources that we have, money being a renewable resource, time being a non-renewable resource. Now is the time we have to make sure we're laser focused on where we put those resources. The reality is your business and what you invest in works or doesn't work based on your commitment level, right? So again, even the amazing training that we offer, you can throw all the money in the world at me. If you're not willing to do the work and take action, it's going to be a waste. However, when you go, I have got to build these systems and processes. I need the confidence that I'm doing the right things that I can give to my employees and my team so I can actually grow right now. That is dependent on your commitment. If you're all in committed to get what you need and have the life that you want, now's the time to get it. If you're mildly interested and you'll do it unless it gets the slightest bit hard and then you're going to quit, I just don't have any resources or help for you. All right. The good news is if you get this right, we are positioned Cleaning Nation to take advantage of this unique opportunity to systematize and build the business that we've always wanted in far less time, something that might have taken years before we have the opportunity to do in months. So that is where we are. It is just, hopefully you guys have been hearing a lot of these last lives have been about mindset and our decision to go right. And the two things that we need more than anything right now are mindset, the belief and commitment that we're going to do it no matter what, and the systems and processes to follow, right? Because if we believe no matter what that we can fly and we jump off a roof, it's not going to work. However, if we get a plane that actually works with the systems and processes of gravity, we can get the result that we want. So if you would like our help doing that, we finally come up with something. It's taken a couple of weeks. I'm so excited. You may notice my energy is just a little higher than it is because I am going to get to. I love hanging out with you guys here, and it's just tough because there's so many of you and so few of me. So I have made a space where I'm going to walk through the entire Clean Profit Method with just 57 people, and we're going to make it available to, which typically will take 10 or 20 per month. We've got a special deal where we're going to take one group of 47 people starting the 27th. That's Monday. This Monday, we're recording this on Tuesday. Monday, we are implementing fast all the stuff that I'm teaching you guys to do. We are going to do. I'm going to walk you through the entire Clean Profit Method together live, all the systems and processes that you need. I'm going to personally walk you through with Q&A, and we're going to make sure that you have everything that you need. The reason we're doing this is during this whole Corona things, people are freaking out. And we're still getting plenty of our kind of regular full-scale elite customers where we give massive amounts of services. But some of them just need just the data, just the information without all the support, just kind of me walking through it. We're going to do that. If you go to growmycleancompany.com/10-day-fast-track, Lindsay's going to have to put it in the chat because it's 10, the number 10 dash day dash fast dash track. I think we need to change that, make it something simpler. But Justin says, I'm also a solo cleaner. I want to start hiring a team. Yes, this is when we need to hire for sure. I'm worried that workers' comp rates might be higher because of the COVID risk. Any experience in this? Wrong question, Justin. The right question is, what systems and processes do I need overall to build a team and take over my area in commercial cleaning right now? Certainly, we'll deal with the little tiny details of what does workers' comp cost. Doesn't matter. Tracy says, can we do all this in 10 days? That's a great question. It really depends on you, Tracy. If you are, again, wanting me to hold your hand and hug you and wave a magic wand and make the bad man go away, no, you can't do it in 10 days. If you are all in committed to get the results that you want and you do anything it takes that's legal and ethical and moral and serves your fellow human, absolutely, we can get you massive change, all the systems and processes that you need in 10 days that we can implement. It's going to take a little while after that, but we give you support afterwards. Absolutely. Maria says 96% of my clients have suspended until lockdown is finished. That is so common. It's so funny because we've got Cleaning Nation, which is you guys, everybody, and we get a lot of that. And then I've got the clients that we've got that are actually thriving. So again, just like I said, if we are going to go, well, people called and canceled, so I guess I'm out of business, or I just have to wait, that will be our reality. I promise you, Maria, we have systems and processes to get. There is more need for cleaning right now than there ever has been. It is up to us to figure out how to get it. And those are the systems and processes that I want to walk you through. So I think Lindsay put the thing up, growingcleancapital.com/10-day-fast-track. That link's the only way to get there. We're not really putting it on our website or advertising a lot. We're just going to kind of to warn people that I know and like and trust. We're taking 47 people. It's going to be 10 sessions. We're going to go over the entire clean profit method live with me. I'm going to answer any questions. It's 2 month supports afterwards. Basically every system and process you need to build a seven figure business anytime, but more specifically during this time is going to be there. Marsha says, I invested in electrostatic material and my cleaning through the and up my cleaning through this. All right, beautiful. Love it. So the big thing is you can't let fear control you or your business or your family's security. You have got to decide. We have the systems and the processes and every step, but we can't make you take them, right? That's why we're limited to 47 people. I want to make sure I get plenty of one-on-one time with it. And honestly, folks, guys, gals, I do not have time to drag people and sell them on the fact that there's opportunity, right? I've got too many people that see the opportunity. They're already kicking butt and taking names. Those are the only people that we want. If that is you, go to growingcleancompany.com/10-day-fast-track. All the slashes in. Lindsay can put up the link again. The reality is the right systems were important before. Now they're absolutely mandatory, right? So again, if the things that we're supposed to be doing that we always coach you on that worked before still work now, you just have to pivot. You have to know what that looks like today versus 2 months ago and versus 2 months in the future, right? You've got to make sure that you pivot them. There are only two types of owners that are in the business right now. One that's going to curl up and wait for their government cheese to come, and the other that says, this is my life. No one's going to take care of it than me, right? The government can send me enough money to do what I need to do. The good news is you get to choose. Noann says, doesn't sound like there's any useful information here. Just a money grab. Appreciate your love, Noann. This probably isn't for you. We've gotten over 500 podcasts, blogs, videos, giving every single thing we know how to do. If you don't think it's a good fit, best of luck on you. Miranda says, Mike, so glad to join you live again. Missed you, sister. Good to see you. So again, guys, gals, now is exactly the time you need to get your business prepared for the oncoming onslaught. Residential, different conversations, still going to be lots of opportunity. There's a different way you're going to go about it. Commercial, holy crap, guys. I don't know if you heard, I think yesterday, Kentucky and Georgia said they're opening up by Friday. So it is, the tides are turning. When everything opens up, those of you in commercial know, even though that we have, Maria says, Noann, it's so rude. It's okay. We love Noann. She can feel, or he, I'm not sure if it's a he or she, but he or she can feel any way he wants. You're welcome. Marisa says, definitely not a money. Yeah, sorry, Noann, you should know that Cleaning Nation are an amazing group of people and they're, they don't put up with any crap. I love you guys. You're so cool. What the heck was I talking about? Yes. As you guys know, for especially in the commercial side, many of us have lost a third, two thirds, half of our clients, but our revenue is the same. John Disselkamp, I don't know if he's here. He just messaged me yesterday saying he had his best month ever last month. Because what's happening is even though we've got less customers, the one-time cleaning those customers and other customers needed has been double or triple. So we're still doing more revenue. Here's what's going to happen. As soon as this thing opens back up and everybody's back online, all the people we're doing are going to need more revenue. And the people that come back aren't going to need the same revenue. They're going to need more, right? So there is a tsunami of work coming, commercial cleaners. You got to start paddling before the wave hits or you will get drowned. I've been saying now's the time for probably 2 weeks now. If stuff's going to start opening up, oh my gosh, we're almost too late, right? This is exactly the time. So if you would like me to help you personally walk through this and do a money grab, because, you know, God forbid. And by the way, I sold my last two companies for seven figures. So no offense, kids, I don't need your money. That said, if you would like me to walk you through this, I'm happy to do it. If you are all in committed to do the work, growmycleancompany.com/10-day-fast-track, feel free to put the thing. The reality is you need to take action and take control. If you are going to curl up and let the world hit you, best of luck, you're going to get dragged out to sea. If you say, I am in charge of my business, I'm going to make this happen. I just need the leadership, the guidance, the systems, the processes, the experience, the community of support. You are in the right spot. We are starting with or without you on Monday. We're capping it at 47 folks. Can't wait to see you and get to hang out with that group of you in more intimate. We're going to do it on Zoom so I can see you. You can see me. Guys, gals, you're amazing, Cleaning Nation. Love spending time with you. We'll for sure be back Thursday like we always do. And I think I'm going to start going live every day this week, even just if it's a little quickie. So if you want to join us or get notification, I think you have to like our Facebook page or be a group of be in our Facebook group. So if you go to Tracy Thompson needs a system. If you go to Facebook and just search Grow My Cleaning Company, you can find our page and like it. You can find our group, which is an amazing group of 11,000 owners of cleaning companies. You can join that. I think either one of those, you'll get notices to the live. That said, I will see 47 of you guys live on Monday on Zoom, and we'll coach you one-on-one and walk you through the entire system in just 2 weeks. Can't wait to see you. Until then, talk to you guys on Thursday. See ya. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.